Can you tell me what happened yesterday in the Senate Finance Committee regarding House Bill 332?
Well, there are two provisions in the bill. The first one has to do with how infrastructure, the cost of expanding infrastructure can be recovered from ratepayers. And then the second has to do with renewable energy portfolio standard, and that's a requirement that we put on our utility companies that they produce some of their energy from renewable resources. And it was that second part that was, I believe, more controversial because we're getting we're capping the renewable efficiency portfolio standard. So what happened in committee was Senator Rucho used up 50 minutes of the hour to discuss the first part of the bill. There were several people who had expressed an interest in testifying on the second part of the bill, and he waited until the last 5 minutes to give them an opportunity to speak and then told them they could not speak if they were there to speak on the second part of the bill because there was nothing in the second part of the bill that was Finance Committee related. So they were not able to speak. And they had been led to believe that they would be able to speak. There were also amendments that members of the committee thought they would be able to bring forward. They couldn't because they were told they were not finance related. And then finally, when the vote was taken, Senator Blue requested that the votes be counted because clearly there was some question about whether or not Senator Rucho had the votes he needed for a favorable report, and he vetoed Senator Blue's request for a counted vote. And I was not able to do a head count quickly enough, but I think there's at least some question as to whether or not Senator Rucho had the votes he needed for a favorable report.
So according to a couple of news reports, one in WREL and one in the News and Observer, it was louder for the no votes, whether or not
absolutely.
That meant more so.
Absolutely. And I think that might have also not just been indicative of the volume and passion of the no votes. It appeared to me that there were at least as many no votes as yes votes.
Aren't the Senate rules set up so that if someone requests a hand count, that they're supposed to get one?
That was my understanding. That is my understanding. And Senator Blue made that clear, and Senator Rucho just decided to ignore that.
Have you ever encountered that before in committees?
No, I haven't. I have. No, this was unprecedented. I don't know what to say. Especially from someone like Senator Blue, who has decades of experience in the state legislature and is, you know, he's just a very thoughtful legislator. And to be disrespected like that and to not honor the process, the democratic process of counting everyone's vote, I found quite stunning.
What was the reaction from members at the meeting?
Well, members on both sides of the aisle were clearly upset. They felt that they hadn't been heard, their votes hadn't been counted, and that discussion was cut off too quickly. This is a very serious issue, and it needs to be discussed.
By a serious issue, did you mean the bill or the way the vote was taken?
Well, both, but more importantly, the bill. You know, we're we're making law here, and everyone needs to be heard. It particularly bothers me when the public does not get an opportunity to speak. And we had five people who had come to Raleigh, followed the rules, signed up properly, and were cut off because one member said that their testimony was not relevant. And clearly, when you're talking about public utilities, there are financial implications. So why shouldn't the Finance Committee hear them? I just was astounded.
And what is your position on the bill itself?
Well, I think it's bad. It's bad policy. What we know about energy, we tend not to look very far forward. And I know it is politically incorrect to say words like global warming anymore, but clearly these are issues we need to address. And the sooner we address them, the better. Fossil fuels as a source for energy, not only are we damaging our environment, but we cannot depend on them forever. Shale oil in the United States, I have read, yes, it's been a boon for our economy, but we've got only 75 years worth of shale reserves. So why don't we do what we can to protect our environment, to develop alternative resources so that we're in good shape for the long haul, and not just focus so hyper-critically on the short term, what's happening right now, when we're doing irreparable damage to our environment. It doesn't make any sense to me from an environmental point of view or an economic point of view long term if we don't nurture renewable fuels.
What was your reaction from the news earlier this week that Duke Energy plans to shut down its coal-fired plant at Lake Julian and replace it with natural gas?
Well, I think that's great news for Asheville. Natural gas is cleaner, and so I welcome that development. But even natural gas, it's cleaner than than coal. But why not also? We've made great strides in solar. We need to continue to making those strides. We've got battery technology is improving, and it seems like just when all of these technologies are getting to the point where they're affordable, where we're solving some of the problems that have existed with them, we're saying, oh, we don't need to do that anymore because right this moment, natural gas is cheaper. But natural gas is not always going to be cheaper. There's a limited supply of that. So why not take the long view, do what's best for the environment, develop alternative technologies so that in the future we will continue to be able to fuel our homes and our businesses.
So I assume you voted against HB 332 when it was called on.
Yes, I did.
And did you shout it, or did you?
Absolutely. but like I said, I don't think it was just a question of volume. I do not think he had the votes for a favorable report. That's a yes vote. He did not have those votes. Of course, we won't know for sure because we didn't do a head count.
I
wish we had.
As I understand, there was some conflict afterwards that some people expressed dismay at what had happened. Did he have any explanation for what had taken place?
I don't think he felt he needed to explain himself. He felt like he was in charge, and that was it.
Do you have any indication on a timetable for it to arrive in front of the full Senate?
No, I don't. But we're ready for it.